Summer, appreciating what's positive in your life, meditation. I'm Reverend Elizabeth, and this is my magical space holder, Samantha Diaz.
Hello.
So we're glad you could be here. And welcome to those who are listening to the audio recording. So I'd like to review the technical setup to get us started. So at the bottom of your screen, you should see a button that's called React. It has a little heart on it. And under React, there should be an option to raise your hand. Looks like it's two up from the bottom. And so if you have a sound issue or a question, you can just hit that raise hand. And during today's session, we ask that you keep your feet on the ground and follow along with your eyes open or closed as requested. All righty. So, with that, let me describe the setting. So it's the middle of summer, as it is on the calendar for North America. The sun is shining and the temperature is hot. We're in the shade under some very tall trees at the edge of a meadow. A light breeze is blowing. And the leaves are slightly rustling above us. We're all sitting. You're all in a semicircle, and Samantha and I are at the front. But you're sitting in slightly reclining Adirondack chairs. So it's a position for relaxing. And of course, you're dressed appropriately for the weather. And all around us are some animals. We've got some squirrels. We've got some birds. There's a little chirp chirp around us. We've also got a cow off on the edge of the where we are. And far off in the distance is a farm and some people are. We can just barely hear them shouting at one another. There's a tire swing, so you can tell it's been well used. And there's some fairies in the trees. So that's the environment where you're sitting. So today, while Samantha and I set the energy, we're going to use a couple of simple tools. We usually teach you these right from the beginning. And if you continue in your spiritual quest, you'll continue to use them for the rest of your spiritual life, so to speak. And those are grounding cords and golden suns. I'll invite you to see and envision what you have in your lives that's already positive. There'll be an opportunity for questions and answers, and then some thanks and next steps. So prepare yourself. Be sure you're sitting down in your real life, not just in our visualized existence. Your feet are on the floor. And you can put your hands on your knees. They can be palms up or palms down, your choice. And right now, close your eyes and put your attention on the space right behind your eyes. We call that the center of our heads. All right, with that, I'm going to invite you to visualize or allow yourself to see And start with what we call a grounding chord. And this will be from the base of your spine right down to the very center of the planet. And you can just imagine that you can see that spot. So it's very simple, the base of the spine down to the center of the planet. And you can see that as something very simple, just a line of energy. It can be like a colored straw. You've probably all seen those pink, blue, greens, usually bright, gaudy colors. Or maybe like a waterfall. You've seen those. You can imagine a torrent of water coming off the base of your spine. Make it as wide as your seat. And, or maybe you'd like a rainbow or a tree. The point is, you're just visualizing this image. You're allowing yourself to see it. And it's connecting you to the center of the planet. And then in that space right behind your eyes, you can pull a lever, you can push a button, or you can just command it to be so and put that line of energy on release. And allow yourself to release what isn't you. You can just envision that happening without having to know the specifics. It's your intention, it can be so. Release what's in past time. Who needs something that's old? And release what's in the way. Have you seen the positive in your life? For example, you could have some foreign energy in your space. Maybe some discomfort. Maybe some stress. Maybe a limit or judgment. They don't even have to be yours to affect you. Or even a criticism. Just allow that to leave. And now that you've been releasing, it's time to fill up. Fill up with you, your energy. So, again, this may surprise you. We don't always have our own energy in our space. This is our not only our physical energy, but our spiritual energy. So here's a visualization to help you do that. Envision, allow yourself to see a great big huge sun above your head. It's just a container. And then into that container, you can call back your energy. Maybe you like the image of a magnet in the center calling back your energy. Or maybe you like an image of rays running back and jumping into that sun. Whatever you prefer, or maybe you just want it to be there. That's also legitimate. Just see your energy coming back and have it be there above your head. Let's set it with a few things that could help us out today. And again, this is with your intention. If you like the image, you can envision your spiritual hands sprinkling these vibrations over your son. Amusement, laughter, positive expectations. And when you've done that, you can put a little hole in the bottom. Maybe you could envision popping that sun. And allow all that energy to flow into you. It'll start with the head, continue on down to the shoulders, your arms and torso, your hips, the top of your legs, all the way down to your feet. And then spilling out into the area around you, your aura. That's your energy field. That's also you. It's just energy. And you don't necessarily see it physically, you see it spiritually. Okay, and then let's do one more. Remember, we've just released, we're filling up. So again, see that big golden sun right above your head. You can think of it as being as big as our own sun out there in the sky. So you can envision those rays running back to you, that magnet calling back your energy, or it's all just there. And this time, sprinkling something a little different, being empowered to see. You're taking a step into the spiritual world. So let's put in some empowerment. And then again, you can open that hole right in the bottom of that sun. Watch that energy flow into your head, your arms, your torso, your hips, your upper legs, your lower legs, your feet, every cell in your body, and then spilling out into that aura, which is, you could say, kind of like an egg around you. All right. That's looking really good. All right, again, Samantha and I are setting the energy, creating a space for it to be easier for you to see the positive. So here I'm going to walk you through some questions. I also invite feedback. So, what do you know is positive? Here's an example. Eating a piece of your favorite fruit pie. We are here in the Fruits of Summer meditation. Let's have a little fruit pie. So just allow yourself to see that. Anybody want to volunteer what they saw? Remember to unmute. Stacy, I see you off mute. Would you like to share?
Oh, I didn't realize I was off muted. But
Oh, it's okay. If you didn't see anything, it's all right. Do you want to share?
I just like a medley of fruits.
Ooh, wonderful. Thank you. And here's another question for you. What's the atmosphere you want? Here's an idea. Shade when the weather is warm. What do you see for yourself? It doesn't have to be when the weather is warm. It could be anything. Maybe a candle. Maybe a certain color in the room. Again, would anyone like to see? Nikki, I see you off mute.
Yeah, a slight breeze, love breezes and air, and bird song.
Oh, nice. Great. Yeah, there's something so uplifting about those birds. Anyone else have something come to mind? Sandra, I see you off mute.
I was gonna say a walk by the ocean, getting my feet in the sand and feeling the cool water come washing up.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. Yeah, really. Thank you, Nikki. Emoticon. All righty. So let's go on to the next question. What do you see that is validating? Here are a couple of examples. A delicious meal. Or what about an offer, something sweet? Maybe you're somewhere and someone offers you something. Would anyone like to share? Okay, I don't see any hands. I don't see anyone coming off mute, except Stacy, you're still off mute.
I don't know how to unstick myself.
Okay.
I'll
No
just try to be
problem.
quiet.
I won't Oh, and Sandra, now you're off mute.
What's validating to me is when I see the sun rise and when I see the sunset,
Oh.
it's also like discomforting and reassuring and all the things.
Yes. Cycle of life and beauty. Totally agree. Not that I have to agree with you, but I do. All right. So let's move on here to another question. What's creative in your life? Here are some examples. How you arrange your home. That can be very creative. How you spend your time. For example, you could garden, sew, work on cars, home projects, draw or write, amongst some examples. And Nikki, I see your hand raised very promptly.
So I have a big garden, and I'm doing hardscaping still and putting vegetable gardens in and flowers, which is so much fun. A ton of weeds, but that's therapeutic and meditative when you pull those out, so it's not terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's a great way to be meditative. You can allow yourself to see what's validating for you. And I should have mentioned, I somehow skipped over it, that in when Samantha and I were setting the energy for this session, we did see a vegetable garden at the edge of the meadow. So we're right there with you. Great, great example. Thank you. Anybody else want to share? If not, let's move on. We're moving along here in terms of time. What's in affinity with you? For example, it could be one of your main relationships, your significant other, your kids, your companion animals. A dear friend. Just allow yourself to see that. There's also hobbies. I imagine those are in affinity with you. Oh, here's another nature example, looking at stars on a warm evening. Sandra, you just came off mute. Would you like to share?
The first thing that came to mind is I'm in affinity with myself, or I'm learning to be.
Awesome. Yes, we can definitely have affinity with ourselves for sure. All right. I don't want to run out of time, so we're going to move on here. What gets you revved up? So here's some examples. Being in nature, riding a mountain bike. Oh, that air is going through across your face, maybe riding in a convertible. Making a certain dish, attending a class or spiritual activity. Anybody want to share? Okay, that's okay. That's fine. We'll move along here. What feels good and feeds you emotionally? Now, this can be an important one. It's a very body-based, activity, but the body, we reside in it here on earth, it likes to be happy. So there could be time with a loved one, good friends, charitable acts, it can be very rewarding, walks in nature. Just allow yourself to see whatever you see. And now moving on to the next question. What supports your physical well-being? For example, sleep, pretty basic one for most of us. Food, another basic. Exercise, massage, a cup of coffee or tea in the morning. That can feel pretty important when you're waking up. Nikki, you came off mute. Would you like to share?
Yeah, movement, belly movement. I sit all day in a
Oh.
chair and then just moving my body, whether it's walking or doing some stretches or just somatic movements.
Oh, yes, definitely. Good example. All right, so we've gone through some key questions. So allow yourself to see what's good in your life that already exists. You had some visualizations during the questions. Maybe you already have those things. And if so, that's fantastic. So just allow yourself to see those. Then maybe you saw some things that you'd like to add, if you can. It's not always easy to walk on the beach. You have to be kind of close to a beach to do that on a regular basis, but maybe you can do it on a special occasion. Or maybe you can just do more of it. So I think you're probably getting the picture. So let's do a little more energy work. Go back to that grounding cord you envisioned earlier. And put it on release. Release anything in your way of having and owning your appreciation of the positive in your life. Hold back a big golden sun above your head. And as after it's filled, sprinkle in the vibrations of having and owning what is positive and works for you. So you have to be able to have, and then owning adds another degree of being able to have something. You own it. And that's on a spiritual level. And allow yourself to continue to appreciate these elements of your life. Allow yourself to see yourself appreciating the positive. Just see it. Imagine that appreciation growing. I'll give you a couple minutes. So, next steps. And with this, you can open your eyes. Watch for more appreciation opportunities. You might be surprised that when you give yourself an opportunity and you're watching for that opportunity, that you see more. It's kind of like you're growing an appreciation muscle. If you'd like, you can record what you see. You could take notes on your phone, on a pad of paper, draw a picture. Some people don't like phones or lists. Make a recording. Some people love recordings. And you can also see how you'd like the things you've learned or recalled. Today, the spiritual steps, grounding. You can ground, bring in a golden sun. Yeah, put it on release. That's another key piece. Ground, put it on release. Bring in a golden sun. Envision what's positive and look for ways to grow it. And take your next steps, whatever those might be. doing more of something you don't necessarily find time to do. Adding things that you've seen and you'd like to do more of. And take those steps. So, Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii can help in a certain way. We do have classes with spiritual tools to help you. And that's energy tools, so more of what we tasted this evening. And if you'd like more information, you can just go to the CCH website of clairvoyanthawaii.com, click on events. Like today, there are monthly meditations. There's also Introduction to Clairvoyance. There are healing clinics 2 a month for the most part. And then there's also a place where we really get into the tools, which is Clairvoyant Foundations. And that class does teach about mock-ups, which helps you with energy steps to draw towards you what you want. So thank you very much for coming. Does anybody have any questions? I don't see any hands opening up.
I just want to say thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Sandra. Thank you. Thank you,
Cheers, y'all.
Samantha. Thank you, Rev. Elizabeth.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anyone else? Questions?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. May it
Bye.
be with the blessings of Great Spirit. This meditation is complete. Amen.
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 Amen. Hi, Dee.
Hiya, sorry, I'm trying to leave.
You're trying to leave?